Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Happy Father's Day.
The Father has given me a word today. It comes from the book of Exodus.
Amen.
Chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. That's Exodus chapter 24,
mm-hmm.
verses 3 and 4.
Okay.
I'm reading from the New International Version Bible, NIV.
Mm-hmm.
It reads as follows. When Moses went and told the people all the Lord's words and laws, they responded with one voice. Everything the Lord has said, we will do. Moses then wrote down everything the Lord has said. I want to speak today, if I may, on the topic, the broken promise.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The broken promise. Moses was told by God to tell the people of Israel mm-hmm. all his words and laws, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God wanted to be their God and for the people of Israel to be his people.
Amen.
The people made a promise to God that they would do everything that the Lord had told them.
Mm-hmm.
They would be followers of God, right? Let me give you a little background. In Exodus 32,
mm-hmm.
the people of Israel grew tired of waiting for Moses, who was on Mount Sinai receiving the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Their impatience led them to create a golden calf as an idol. Remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
This angered the Lord because he does not want them or anyone to worship false idols, right?
Okay.
As a result of this, the Lord had them wander in the wilderness for 40 years
wow.
until that generation of people had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
See, God had delivered the people of Israel out of the bonds of slavery, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that if God freed them after all those years,
mm-hmm.
that there might be some loyalty to God, right?
Thank you.
You would think, right? You would think that they would be so happy to be free that they would not have a problem with God, what God asked them in return, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You would think that what God asked of them was not impossible to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that after all the miracles that they witnessed, that they would hold God in high regard. I'm just going to give you one little example of a miracle, right? You tell me how you can cross the Red Sea
mm-hmm.
while it's split open on dry land.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a miracle?
Mm-hmm.
They witnessed that. Mm-hmm. They were the ones crossing over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Amen. The people had made a promise to God that they would do everything that the Lord had told them, but they broke that promise.
Yeah.
This is not the end of the story. This was not the last time that God's people broke their promise to him.
Mm.
If you continue to read in the Old Testament, you will see where the people of God broke their promise to him many more times.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm.
They angered God and he took out his anger on them.
Mm.
This pattern of disobedience is not a good thing. I've been in the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah. I can go on with these prophets, right? And God has given them a word to tell the people, look, you need to straighten your act. So this is nothing new is what I'm telling you. But this does bring up a question. Why did they break their promise to God? Legitimate question, right? Well, first of all, when they made the promise, they had good intentions. They really felt that they were going to keep the promise, right?
Mm-hmm.
They meant it when they said it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the second question. Well, this is the other reason why they broke the promise.
Mm-hmm.
They were human
mm-hmm.
and not capable of keeping this promise in the first place, okay?
Okay.
We are enmity to God, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we could do it on our own, we wouldn't need him, right? They cannot know God. They did not know him. Right? So, in other words, they didn't have a relationship with him anyway, right?
Correct.
Okay? So that are all the reasons why they broke the promise. God knew that they were not going to be able to keep their promise to him before they even made the promise. He's God. He's all-knowing, right? God created them and knew what they were capable and not capable of doing, okay? Even though they had good intentions, they really, really meant it when they said it, it was not enough to keep the promise, right?
Wow.
Now, let's look at it from the other angle. Promises go both ways, right? Mm-hmm. God, we made a promise to God. God made a promise to us. His promise to us was that he'd look after us. He'd be our God. Mm-hmm. Saints, God has kept his promise. Okay? Mm-hmm. Look at what the Lord has done. I'm going to talk about the Israelites. Look what he's done for them. Okay? Mm-hmm. God led them through the wilderness, even though they complained the entire time. Mm-hmm. True?
True.
They quickly, meaning the Israelites, quickly forgot the many blessings they had received. They did not have to worry about food either, right? They were given fresh manna daily and had no need for leftovers, okay? In fact, God told them, you don't have to save any of this. I'll get you some more tomorrow, okay? Amen. He provided water for them too. Tap the rock, water.
Wow.
So, that's something else God did. They were kept safe by God, who had destroyed Pharaoh's army that was chasing them. Right? He closed that same sea up.
Mm-hmm.
And his army drowned in the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another thing God did for them. They were no longer slaves.
Okay.
Huge, right? Mm-hmm. Did he keep his promise? Did God keep his promise? God promised to be with them from generation to generation. That was his promise, okay? God has kept that promise. God has been with us since the beginning of time. He's never left us nor forsaked us. So we can absolutely know for certain that that part of the promise he's kept, right? God has done these things, and even though he's done them, it was not enough for them to keep their promise to God, right? You know, saints, we can't sit here and judge the people of Israelites for not keeping their promise, can we?
Mm-mm.
Do you know that when we have made the exact same promise to God? I'm going to say it again. Do you know that we have made the exact same promise to God that the Israelites did? Think about it. Mm-hmm. When we received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we made the same promise at that time. We accepted Christ as our Lord and Savior and everything that our Lord required from us when we were saved. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Same promise, right?
Mm-hmm.
We promised our Lord to be led by him, to not sin, and follow his commandments, right? Same promise that the Israelites made. We made the same one. We also said that we would be his people and he would be our God. We made that promise when we were saved. Amen. Romans 10:9. Right? God does and have done these things for us. Now, I told you what he did for them. Okay? Let me tell you what he's done for us. He blesses us daily. Would you agree with that?
Yep.
We don't wake ourselves up, y'all. God wakens us. It's not a foregone conclusion that we're going to wake up. Okay? God decides if we're going to wake us up, and he wakes us up. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He gives us grace daily. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
And forgives us when we sin and repent. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can sin forever, but if you don't repent,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He is always with us through thick and thin. Now think about some of the situations you've been through in your life
mm-hmm.
that looked like you could never get out of it, like there was no end to it whatsoever. We were not alone in these situations. God was with us. And even though it was tough, we found our way out through him. He helped us through it. Whether we admit it or not, whether we believed it at the time, It's the truth. God helped us do it. Here's another thing that God does for us. He hears our prayers.
Yes, he does.
You know? That's a good thing because we need prayer. And not only does he hear our prayer, he answers our prayer.
He does.
Hey, amen. Is God good or what?
Amen.
He provides for us. It may not be manna, but he provides for everything else for us, doesn't he?
He does.
He puts our enemies at our feet.
Thank God.
He battles our battles for us.
Thank God.
He has our back. He provides us with guidance and gives us hope through his very word. He gave us the Bible to give us hope, to give us direction toward him.
Amen.
He loves us unconditionally.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Which is a good thing because we don't love him back unconditionally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He gave his only begotten son for our salvation.
Thank God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's love.
He
allowed the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. I ain't getting too deep on that, but y'all know what I'm saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Read Acts. There are plenty more things that God does and have done for us. Too numerous for me to name them all. We'd be here all night.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next night. And then the next night after that. God has done so much for us. We should be thankful. He's kept his promise, okay?
Yes.
The same reason that the Israelites failed to keep the promise is the same reason why we have not been able to keep that same promise, okay? We can only keep our promise to God through Jesus. Hear me? We must have a relationship in him for the human part of us, which don't keep the promise, to be kept from keeping the promise. Hear me? We need to be led by God to keep our promise to him. We can't do it by ourselves. They couldn't do it by themselves. Nobody can do it by themselves. You need divine help. Philippians 4:13 states the following. We can do all things, right? Through God who strengthens us, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
That includes keeping this promise. Through God, we can keep the promise. Through God, it's not a question anymore.
Mm-hmm.
God is keeping up his end, okay? We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. No truer words were ever spoken. Would you agree?
True.
This gives everyone, not just you and I, but everyone the opportunity to keep the promise made to God.
Amen.
So that we won't break it, okay? Now think about it, saints. In closing, I want to say God has kept his end of the bargain. He has absolutely kept his promise to us and then some. It is now time for us to keep our promise to him. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for all the things you've done for us.
Yes.
Keeping your promise to us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We repent for not keeping our promise to you.
Amen.
Please help us, Almighty Father. We cannot do it without your divine intervention, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. We really have good intentions. We really want to, Lord.
Yes,
but we're human and we're fallible.
Yes.
Father, help us to you, Lord, to be able to keep the promise. Help us have a relationship with you, which will make it a whole lot easier.
Please.
And make it very possible, Lord, because we can't do this on our own.
Yes.
We thank you for this word, Lord, on this Father's Day, because you are truly the Father.
Yes, sure.
Help us, oh Lord, to keep our promise to you, to love you, to follow you unconditionally, to do all the things that we promise to do, Lord, because
yes.
We need to do that, Lord. Father, thank you for this word. Thank you for using me. May you be glorified in it, Father. May this
yes.
message be heard throughout the world. May we all understand what you're trying to tell us this day, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Help us not to be breaking promises to you over and over
yes,
again,
exactly.
Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.